News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Its first ever national swimming strategy will launch later today. And Minister of State for Sport, Thomas Byrne, joins us now. Good morning to you, Minister. Firstly, can you tell us, I suppose, what are the standout headlines in this swimming strategy?
Well, first of all, I mean, we've had a number of, you know, Olympic medals in swimming in the last few weeks. But I think it's important to remember as well, in relation to the strategy, it's been worked on actually for the last couple of years with a lot of public input, a lot of work with stakeholders to try to get to this point. And I'm really delighted actually that we're launching it in the context of Olympic success, because it heightens the profile of it, but also puts, I think, even more responsibility on government to make sure that we're ready then for the next Mona McSherry's, Daniel Whiffens, Tom Fannin's, Ellen Walsh, etc., etc. And I think that's what this is about. I mean, clearly, the most important factor in swimming is getting access to a pool, whether you're a person with disabilities or whether it's simply the fact that there isn't a swimming pool in your area. They're the most important factors, and there's recommendations in the strategy about work that will now take place in relation to that. There's also some recommendations in the area of education, lessons and coaching. We need to expand out this as well. This is really, really important for not just for future Olympians, although that'll be part of it, but also just for the general population in terms of learning to swim and water safety. There are recommendations around open water swimming as well, and of course about high performance too.
That all sounds great. I mean, it does. Olympians, access for people with disability, access to pools, open water swimming. Pragmatically, what will it mean for people who, for example, say, I want to learn to swim, or I want my kids to swim competitively? How much easier will it be after this swimming strategy for people to do those things?
Well, I think what it means now is that swimming and the, you know, the themes of swimming and the issues around swimming are now really at the heart of government. And in terms of, we'll have now, you know, bodies working together, whether it's government departments, whether it's other government departments with responsibilities for say, housing for local authorities, etc., whether it's our local sports partnerships, our local authorities. The actions in the action plan are all geared around who is responsible for delivering them. And I think that's really, really important. It is our second most popular participation sport. And I think that showing, you know, giving the signal that this is supported and prioritised at central government level, working together with the range of government and sub-government agencies around the country, I think is really, really important. It's very important for, as I said, high performance, but just general health and well-being as well. We're announcing as well today €500,000 for Sport Ireland to allocate to Swim Ireland to hire local swimming activators, a bit like in the GAA, for example. They have games promotion officers. These are people who will work to activate swimming within communities, whether that's to encourage more people to swim or indeed to work within local authorities to make sure that the pools that we have are used to the fullest extent possible. And I'm not convinced that's happening everywhere in the country at the moment. That's something we want to work and support local authorities towards doing.
Okay. Will there be any initiatives for example, for low-income families to access? Because swimming lessons, my kids all did them back in the day, but they cost quite a lot of money, to be fair, Minister.
That is one of the issues with swimming. There's no doubt about it. Swimming pools in general cost a lot of money. They cost a lot of money to build. They cost a lot of money to run. And one of the recommendations and the actions in the strategy is to explore further funding streams, such as under the Dormant Accounts Fund, to specifically target minority and disadvantaged groups. And I think that's really, really important, because if we're going to reach our targets of 60% of the population participating in sport on a weekly basis, we're at about 47%, and it is going up. But we do have to reach into every section of society, and every section of society has to feel included. And that's whether you're rich or poor, whether it's men or women, whether it's people with disabilities or people from ethnic minorities. So there are actions in relation to that. And I'm confident that these swimming activators that we're employing will work in some of the most disadvantaged communities.
And Minister, what about water safety? Because obviously every year, sadly, we see a number of deaths around the country, people drowning in rivers, lakes, the sea. All of those sort of tragedies happen for families, but also we've seen things like on some of our most high profile beaches, particularly around North Dublin, lifeguards coming out and saying that there aren't nearly enough lifeguards, that it's not safe, that it is very hit and miss. Will we have any initiatives along those lines?
Yeah, there are initiatives recommended in the strategy around education, around embedding water safety and swimming into schools. I think that's really, really important. Water Safety Ireland have a whole hands program which works with parents to try to build knowledge and confidence in relation to water safety, whether that's in swimming pools or on the sea. But I think the way this strategy, I hope, will work is that it will mean all of the agencies from top to bottom within government working together. And that should be, you know, local authorities are the ones who actually do this on the ground in terms of providing the lifeguards. But it should mean that they will get support and, you know, from each other, but also from the government as well. And we'll work with them. And Water Safety Ireland are very much part of this too.
Lastly, Minister, before I let you go, front of the Irish Times this morning, opposition parties and coalition preparing for a November election. We've heard lots of insistence that the election will not take place till next year. But we hear that posters, manifestos and everything are being prepared by all parties for this November.
Well, I think the work of preparing for an election happens in headquarters in all parties. I mean, I was thinking back to the last election. I mean, it happened a year early, okay, and it happened in February 20. I think the government at that time could have gone on to February 21. The selection convention in my constituency was held in October 2018. So that was actually, you know, over 2 years ahead of the scheduled election. We only had our convention just a month ago, a few weeks ago in my constituency, where thankfully I was selected again by the members. And that's, what, 6 or 8 months out from the last possible date of the election. So these things happen at variable speeds in different elections. And actually, in my own constituency, we're behind where we were the last time. Because
so you're saying that the production of posters, selections, those things don't imply an imminent election. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, we're a democracy. So there's definitely going to be an election, and it's going to be before March the 22nd. So anyone who's not preparing for the election is probably not doing a good job. But I think Fianna Fáil and government is focused on our role in government, which is about changing people's lives, about building more houses, about implementing this swimming strategy. I'll be announcing in September and October, you know, record amounts of sports funding for every sport in the country. And we're working on that. And
electioneering in full swing from you this morning, Minister. I hear what you're saying, but I appreciate you're not going to comment on November. But thank you for coming on about the swimming strategy this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Minister for State for Sport, Thomas Byrne.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.